This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, we got a lot to get to. The Rockies were interesting, but Shohei was more interesting. But today is a special day. We've got a great friend of mine, a great friend of the station's, but a better friend of mine, obviously, Jerry Schimmel, the legend Jerry Schimmel. We've got a wonderful cause to talk about. Jerry, you're going to be sitting with me all day, man.
Yeah, I know.
Let's get rolling.
I know. Let's do it.
All right, Mike, don't screw this up for me, okay? The whole show starts now. Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, welcome into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. This has been a fun day. You've, of course, heard your regular programming here on KFKA, but with a little change with Jerry Schimmel joining us there. Okay, Jerry Schimmel, my man, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's good.
How about you?
Sorry about Michael in
advance. No, it's okay.
No, he's really great.
I know who he is.
Yeah, he's excellent.
I know
you
who
know
he is.
This. Yeah, he
yep.
is.
We worked
Jerry
together
and I,
for...
We've worked together for years.
Well, I have to say sorry about 11. You because, you know, Mike, whole show Michael is a different, completely different breed.
Yeah.
You know, the...
Better
heard
jokes.
It. I've heard it.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Any care to comment?
I've heard it. That's okay. About all I can say
that's
about it right now.
Pretty much, my grandma used to compliment the show all the time, and that's what she said. Yeah, it's something that's on the radio. It's great.
I really like my
kid. No. Jerry, I want to get into this. Obviously, throughout the day today, we're talking about what you're up to, the race across the West for a wonderful cause, and we're going to be highlighting that, the race you're going to be doing. I mean, how many miles are we talking about here, Jerry? This
860.
Is crazy.
860.
There's no decimal in there. It's just 860.
860. Yep.
Wow.
860.
And you hope to, what's the stretch of time that you want to get this done?
My goal is 3 days. So we're looking at 290 a day, 280 miles a day. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
But not you're in incredible shape, Jerry.
Well,
I mean, you, this is nothing new to you. You've been doing this. You have records. When it comes to this sort of thing and riding these bicycles across the country, across portions of the country, this is something that you're pretty familiar with.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. But there's also the great unknown out there. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, I attempted Race Across America, the whole length of the United States, 3,000 miles in 2021, and didn't get out of the second day. Got heat stroke in the Mojave Desert like everybody else did. We had 27 people start that year and only three finished. Everybody got knocked out with the heat. So there's the heat, there's the mountains, there's mechanical issues, you could have problems with your crew, with your vehicle. There's a lot of unknowns out there. Your body just might not respond. And so you can get in great shape. You know this. You're an athlete too. You get in great shape. It doesn't always transfer into, it doesn't always mean that you're going to finish the race the way you want to.
Sure.
There's always that unknown.
It's a mental aspect too, right?
Yeah, there's a mental aspect of it. And it's just there's a lot of unknowns out there that you never can count on a clean race, and something's going to happen. You just have to deal with it as best you can as you go.
Yeah, and that's. I mean, I was listening to you guys talking this morning on Good Morning NoCo, talking about the mental battle and just, you know, how much that comes into play. Because physically, you've trained for this.
Yeah.
You can do this kind of thing. But
right.
when you're in different elements throughout different parts of the state, different parts of the West, you just can't. It's hard to prepare for that.
It is that. Yeah, especially the heat. The heat is always so hard in the Mojave Desert, which would be day two. for the most part. You just got to be really careful. And I was overconfident in 2021 when I did that. I thought, I've done a lot of heat training. I really haven't had a lot of trouble in the heat. And then 120-degree temperatures came, and it just walloped me. Mm. And so I learned a lot from that, and hopefully I can use that to my advantage this time around.
Jerry Schimmel, we've got the race across the West. The race across the West, as Jerry said, is an 860-mile race from Oceanside, California to Durango, Colorado. That is a journey, Jerry.
Yeah.
That is a journey. Passes through four states and 56,000 total feet of elevation gain. It's part of the Race Across America and covers about the first third of the what is this, the RAM route, the RAAM?
Yeah, Jerry? Race Across America.
Race Across America.
Yep.
But this is awesome. This is amazing. But you're doing this all for a wonderful cause.
Yeah.
Best Day Ministries. Talk to me about this, Jerry.
Yeah, Best Day Ministries is kind of threefold. The anchor to it is a coffee shop in downtown Longmont that employs special needs adults, 16 of those. So it's a really special place. And the whole ministry serves a special needs community of northern Colorado. With Best Day Ministries is also an online shop where people with special needs can make their products and sell them.
Wow.
You know, I think your wife has a business similar to that, mm-hmm. not a special needs adult, but where you got anything from candles to hats to jewelry to greeting cards. And it's an online platform for special needs adults to make their products and sell them. And we also have a store in the coffee shop. You can buy stuff there. And then we have a church service once a month at the coffee shop. Just monthly. So, but the heart of it, the crux of it is that coffee shop that employs all those special needs adults. I think 11 or 12 of those, Brady, have never had a job in their lives. This is the first, they're just unemployable. Special needs adults, unemployment rate is 80%. It's over 80%. Most mm-hmm. special needs adults are unable to work. And this gives them opportunity to get a paycheck, but more importantly, to have some value in their life, something they look forward to, something that they can be proud of. And that's what this ministry is all about, serving the special needs community of northern Colorado. Hits home for me because I have a special needs grandson that's got Down syndrome, 4 years old, is Henry. And I know the challenges. You do too, Brady.
Sure.
I know the challenges of having a special needs grandson I love him and couldn't love him more than I do, but it's a challenge for his parents and my daughter and son-in-law and for me and for everybody else connected. So to serve that community is something beautifully special to me, and I'm just excited to do it.
Yeah, this is obviously on my side of things. You know, again, Henry's four.
Yeah.
So obviously at four, you don't know what those expectations look like.
Yeah.
You know, for us, my kiddo Gavin, he's autistic. We do the homeschool thing, but that's a journey because he deals with a lot of other things that go into the autism side of things. So getting his body to quiet, getting his body to settle, is tough. So it's difficult when it comes to education. So when I see Best Day Ministries and this kind of thing that you're doing and you're promoting today, these are the kind of things you look at and say, okay, we don't know what our expectations are, but there's hope that a lot of these individuals have these opportunities where they can try to put their best foot forward, gain some confidence and a sense of belonging too. And I think that is just such a powerful thing.
Yeah, that's what the mission's all about. It really is to empower these individuals, give them some meaning, some value in their life. To, you know, a paycheck is one thing, but you know, they're all working part-time, all 16 of them, so they're not going to earn a living and be able to pay for all the expenses by working at Best Day Coffee and Crepes. But it gives them value. It gives them confidence. It gives them something to look forward to. It gives them that small paycheck, but the pride of that. And Joe Truitt is one of the co-founders of the ministry. He has a 35-year-old special needs son who also has Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. And that's the inspiration behind this whole thing is him and wanting to get his independence and create value in his life. And so that's the sort of the ministry background, the motivation for starting it, and it's been a beautiful thing. It is, I can tell you this without any question at all, without any doubt, Brady, it is changing lives. Changing lives of the special needs adults that work there, their parents and their family. First time for a lot of this stuff, for everybody connected, and it's a beautiful, everybody's being affected by it in a, just a beautiful way in my mind.
I look at so many of these things where you say it's changing the lives of the families too. Jerry, like, simple thing, you know, this isn't a simple thing, but simple things like a normal family, I say normal loosely, whatever, going to a movie can be a challenge. We never went to a movie until Gavin was six, and it was put on by the NoCo Autism Connection, and basically this woman put this together. She rents a movie one of the theaters out for autistic, you know, parents of autistic children.
Yeah.
So the kids can run around, do whatever. And of course, that is what my kid did. He literally ran up and down the stairs and around and just goes, and there's no judgment there. There's no parents judging. So when you look at this and people know what this is all about too, it's something that's truly for the greater good. There's a lot more patience there and just real support.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you walk in that coffee shop, you're going to see employees that are different, and they're going to act different. They're going to sound differently. They're going to look differently. They're going to move differently, like as you know. But it's all for a reason. And I think once you get inside that coffee shop and experience that and feel that, I think not only are you going to see people whose lives have been changed, your life might change a little bit in a small way as well.
Oh my gosh. Just, I mean, for me alone, having a kid like, you know, my kiddo, your life just changes. Yeah. You take all these small things that seem like very minor milestones for some families or huge milestones for us. But a lot of these folks, Jerry, you talk about how it can change the lives of people, even if they don't have family members that are dealing with some of these things that we're talking about. I'll never forget, and tie this to sports. We went to the park one day with Gavin, and this was when he was like 5 years old. And he sees this family, and I'm just talking about how this can you can really be touched by a lot of these kiddos or these young adults or adults. And he sees this family, and they're all like the mom and dad are swinging, the kids are playing with the ball back and forth. And Gavin, who is not really a huggy, touchy-feely kid, you know, he sees these two sitting on the swing, sprints over to them, grabs them both by the hand, leads them around the park, and just hugs them both.
And love it.
We find out, so basically we find out as we're talking, the husband was then at the time an assistant basketball coach for Colorado State.
Oh, wow.
He just moved here from Cleveland. He was an assistant with the Cavs and moved here to work under Nico Medved at CSU. Mm. And he and his wife both told us that they were looking for a sign that they made the right decision to come to the state of Colorado. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we didn't know anybody. We hadn't talked to anybody other than our people that are employing us. And this little boy out of nowhere just comes up and grabs us by the hand and takes us around the park and hugging on us. And I'm like, hey, I'm as shocked as you guys. You know, we barely get hugs, but, you know, that was a first for us. So what you guys are doing, what this mission is about, is opening up that window, I think, for people that don't know anything about the challenges or how rewarding it can be to get to know someone who does deal with those challenges.
Yeah.
And I think what you guys are doing is just so powerful.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying, Brady. When our grandson was born 4 years ago, we had no idea. Most of the time, about 85% of the time, you can tell if there's Down syndrome in a baby before he's born. They didn't see that. They didn't see any of the signs. So when Henry was born, I got the word that he had Down syndrome. I'm like, oh man, that's horrible. How can, you know, I got plans for this kid. We're going to play baseball and we're going to, you know, do all this stuff. And then the word got out that Henry had Down syndrome. And I started getting all these, I told this story earlier today, because all these messages from my friends, like, you are in for the ride of your life. You will never be more blessed. You can't believe what this kid is going to do. And that's the way it's been for the last 4 years. I had a grandfather who had his grandson is eight now, so he's 4 years older than Henry. And he called me, and I hadn't heard from him in years. Like, what is this guy called? I had no idea he had a grandson. He goes, Jerry, I just want to tell you, you will never be more blessed than you will with Henry. He will blow you away. Mm-hmm. And he said, our grandson values life and how many hugs he can give somebody. Mm. And he said, I'm around Down syndrome adults, they don't judge, they don't criticize, they don't complain. All they do is love. That's all they want to do is love. And I thought, wow, maybe there is something to this. And that's exactly what I found out with Henry in the last 4 years. And when he was a baby, my daughter, who's his mom, and I were out to lunch, and there was a couple that came over and said, "Hey, it looks like your son is got Down syndrome." And Maggie, my daughter, says, "Yeah, he does." He said, "We have a 30-some-year-old son who's got Down syndrome. In fact, he's over there eating right now." And he brought him over and introduced us to him. And he was a pastor from Colorado Springs. And he said, "You know what I think about Down syndrome people? I think they are Adam and Eve before the fall. Mm. This is what God intended people to look like. Not judging, not critical, not complaining, just loving life." And I thought, man, maybe he's got a point there.
That's
maybe
powerful.
That was what we had in mind, Down syndrome people, before Eve took the apple and took a bite out of it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that is powerful, too, yeah. I mean, especially in that moment to hear from someone like that. Because yeah. I'm sure, like you, your daughter, you're going through all those things of what the future is going to look like. And then when you have this pastor come up and say, "There's my son, 30s. And he's as happy as can be over there."
Yep.
And again, for people to just get to know a lot of these individuals, it does change your life.
Yeah, it does. It is. And I think all of us, and I certainly had him before Henry was born, but all of us has some connection to a special needs person, mm-hmm. whether it's a child or an adult. I mean, you might know somebody that's got a child that way, or an uncle that was. I talk about Henry a lot in the talks I give, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I got an uncle that had Down syndrome. He was the greatest guy ever." And everybody's got a connection to somebody with special needs. So if you have that, and most of you do, I'm sure that are listening, just remember that this ministry is serving those people. That's our goal,
Jerry. You can go to let's tie this all together too, like what the race is, how this is connecting. Yeah. You're raising money. That's the goal here. We're raising money. And I know we've got some updates on folks. We're going to try to raise some money here today. We want to beat Good Morning NoCo. That's the goal. We want to beat whatever they did. We want to beat that. That's where we're headed. Right, Mike? We can do it.
They can do that.
Yeah. I mean, they had 4 hours, but you only have three.
We only have three hours.
I think you can still do it.
We're going to try to do it. So my wife and I are going to give you a head start here on the whole show today. My wife just texted in. We're going to do $250 right now to you guys. And folks, if they want to help us out and get going on this, and it does, you can do a dollar. You can do whatever.
Yes.
Talk to us about the details, how people donate. Yep. And how this kind of connects with the ride.
Yep. Easy to do. Team Best Day. So TEAMBestDay.com is my race website. And it's got all the information about the race. It's got some background on me as a cyclist. It's got a place to donate. Easy to navigate and maneuver through that website. But you can see the donation page. Hit that. And you can make a donation. It'll be easy to do. You can take a credit card and all that. 100% tax deductible. So easy to do. TeamBestDay.com. I think anything that we leave out that people have questions about will be answered to that website.
And there's also there's a Charlie Blackman signed jersey up for grabs, too. How do people get involved with that?
If you donate $1 a mile, so that's $860, that's a lot of money. I understand that. But if you do, a free Charlie Blackman signed Rockies jersey.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You got Chuck Nasty involved.
You got Chuck Nasty
in all of this, too.
Yeah.
His beard, is it okay still?
Yeah, it's
still
good.
So I've got a while
you got a while to go, but yeah. I didn't see Charlie. Because I'm done with the Rockies, but he was at spring training. I saw him last year, and he looked the same as he did, 10 years ago with that beard.
It's a trademark. You can't get rid of that.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? He's funny because he said this publicly, too, but he told me, he said, "I'm afraid to shave my beard off because I think I'm going to scare my kids." That's all they know. That's all they know is that long beard.
And I remember seeing pictures before he grew the beard. Yeah. Good looking dude, but when you grow a beard like that and then you have it for that long and shave it,
you're unrecognizable.
It's like part of your identity just goes away.
It does, yeah.
With great beard comes great responsibility, Jerry. I'm learning that the hard way here, of course. Jerry Schimmel joining us. I want to keep talking about this and obviously give folks a chance to donate. So we got us at 250. Tanner just texted me in. Oh, my gosh. So this show is sponsored by Mosquito Joe. They're our name sponsor.
Yeah.
And I got to know the owner of Mosquito Joe, Craig, and he is amazing. And for us, for our family, to have someone come out and spray for mosquitoes, they give you a time frame and stuff, and it's like, you can try, but when Gavin's ready to go outside and play, and you got to tell him, it's just what his body just really needs to get out and run.
Yeah. Yep.
So they work with us. It's like, okay, give us the window where you're going to be out shopping or something. And I can't tell you how amazing it's been. And Craig at Mosquito Joe, they just wanted to announce they're going to also donate $250
right now. Outstanding.
Again, teambestday.com. So we're already at that's, if my math is correct, that's $500,
well,
Jerry.
We'll take that.
We want to get going today. This is just the first hour. So, Hooligans, I know you like to listen to this show for the sports talk and, of course, whatever the hell Michael throws at us on a daily basis.
The excellent next level humor.
Anyway, if you want to donate and help us get, you know, we want to do anyway. This helps us get, you know, we want to be a powerful show too.
Yeah.
Not just talk about, you know, the sports side of things. And that's going to be 90% of what we do here. But we also want to use this microphone as a way to help raise money for a wonderful cause.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about this. I'm connecting the dots and texting my wife. My brother-in-law bought some items, I believe, not too long ago. From the coffee shop.
Oh,
and I
really?
Remember they
oh,
brought
cool.
it to us, and they're like, these are made by you know, a lot of people with different special needs.
Yeah.
And I'm connecting the dots now.
Oh, very cool.
You know, I'm a little behind here, but it's just amazing. And so this is a wonderful cause, and we would love to get you involved and help Jerry really, you know, put his best foot forward in this race and raising some money at the same time.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing that. We all have to pick your brain about sports, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready for that, too.
I got to tell the story, too, about how you and I got to know each other.
Uh-huh.
We got to tell that story. Maybe
right.
we'll do that coming up next.
Okay.
But, of course, voice of the Nuggets. I grew up listening to you. You were the voice of the Rockies. And I know that's probably a sore subject, too. And it's a sore subject for us because we love Jerry Schimmel. You've gotten to be one of my great friends. And when I hear this news, even though KFK is an affiliate, so I want to be careful, I got to admit, I was very, obviously sad for you as a friend, but as a fan of the Rockies, hearing Jerry Schimmel on the games and then suddenly not, that was a tough hit for a lot of us.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I do. Yep.
It's a tough industry.
It's a tough business these days, for sure, isn't it? And when I told Tanner and Brian, I said, what you guys have here, and I mean this sincerely, I thought about this driving up this morning, what you guys have here is really special. This is what radio should be. Shouldn't it? A bunch of guys that get along really well, and you're turning a profit, you know, business-wise, it's great, a beautiful studio, everybody gets along and is friends and does stuff socially. This is what radio is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be some corporate thing that I got caught up in.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, I dipped my toes in some of that, too. And it was an interesting world,
did.
Jerry. You were there kind of being that voice of reason for me in some of those journeys.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? I said, no, you know what? Big city, big time radio, give me Michael. I decided that's where we want to go.
That's your
so
mistake you made.
The decision.
You what?
I was the reason.
Yes. I get to look at you every day.
I'm across. A handsome man.
Yes, very, very much so. 27 minutes after the hour, we'll rock and roll here today. I got to tell a story about how Jerry and I met, how I convinced him to start working here at KFKA. He loved the selling point, man. That's still one of our sayings around here, too. It's the whole show brought to you by Mosquito Joe, the wonderful Mosquito Joe that cares about the local community. Let's get some money today toward teambestday.com. We'll be right back.
Free gift for Dad this Father's Day? Make sure he subscribes to the best podcasts in the state. Find KFKA podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
It's a control thing, Jerry. He won't point to me until he's ready.
No, it has to be the right time.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. This is the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We have Jerry Schimmel in studio today. You hear Jerry on KFK. You're going to hear him a lot more coming up, too. We got baseball this weekend, but also the fall. I've kind of already spilled the beans on some big plans that we have coming up next fall, so we're really excited about that. But we're talking about Jerry's race across the West, 860-mile race from Oceanside, California to Durango, Colorado, but to raise money for Best Day Ministries. And Best Day Ministries is in Longmont. They're a Christian nonprofit base that serves the special needs community of Northern Colorado. And we're going to be talking about that throughout the day. We have some great guests that will be on to join us to talk about the race as well. But we're asking you to get involved today. TeamBestDay.com. And we know of at least. If you donate, let us know. I'd like to get over the 1,000 mark.
Yeah,
you know, that
awesome.
Would be pretty cool to get over the 1,000 mark.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take every dollar we can get, Brady. You know that. But yeah, we got to beat the morning team, right?
Yeah, we got to beat those losers. We got to beat Brian and Friend.
Brian and Friend.
That's yeah. I'll never forget, Jerry, when you were broadcasting at that one place. You hooked us up with some spots, some seats, and we got to go visit you. Calling the game. And when Tanner and I went, and this was always a joke between Tanner and I always said we should do a show together and call it Brady and Friend. And I don't know if you knew this, but what you did just changed my life. It was the best thing anyone's ever done. We went to go check in so we could come up and see you.
Yeah.
And on the ticket, it said, okay, what's your name again? I said, Brady. Okay. And I got you down right here. It said Brady plus one. It was the best thing I've ever seen. It was my favorite thing in the world.
That's awesome.
And Tanner was my plus one. Didn't even put his name down. It was so great. Thank you for doing that.
I'm glad
that,
I could help you out that way.
Yeah, I didn't even have to ask for that.
Unintentional.
That was the best present anyone's ever given me.
Yeah, I hate to tell you this, but I actually told the lady, I said, Tanner and plus one, and she put down Brady. No, I'm just...
The name overpowered it. I think it just overpowered it.
It did.
Jerry, you and I are both, we race. You race across the West, 860 miles. I smoked Tanner in a 5-yard race out at Big City Road. I absolutely destroyed him.
I heard about this, yes.
I mean, and I'm way older than him.
Yeah.
So,
I can't use
my left leg normal anymore, but, it's,
after that,
I'm done. But I went out the way it should be. I went out on top.
Way to go. Yeah. Good job.
He had no chance in the race.
Hey, by the way, do you remember the first conversation you and I ever had?
I do. Yeah. I do. How did we get involved? Because we were obviously talking about UNC, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you called me. I think you maybe had a little different intention than I thought you did, but you somehow got a hold of me. I think you texted me or said, hey, we have a conversation.
Yeah, because we were carrying your show
That's what it was.
Amazing Americans. We were already carrying it, but we were doing that through email and all that stuff. So we never actually got to know each other.
Yeah, yeah. So I had been laid off for the first time by iHeart, and you talked, and he's like, hey, we have this opening doing UNC football and basketball. You know anybody?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you asked.
That was pretty sneaky by me. It was just kind of throwing it out there. Jerry took the bait.
I know some people, and then I hung up and like I'm calling him back and saying I'm interested.
I know I think myself.
Yeah. How about me? Could I possibly be a candidate?
Well, and Jerry's asking about the job and everything, and I was like, and again, we won't say we have a ton of people that come through the KFKA that work here, and most of them are pretty good, except for some people across. For me, and I remember
Jerry's also across me too.
Well, you're across in a different way, and I remember Jerry asking, "He's like, well, so what's the other guy that I'm going to be working with like?" And I remember the guy was, he's pretty green, wasn't maybe the best broadcaster in the world at the time, and I remember telling Jerry, I said, "Well, he's not terrible." And that has become like a running joke here at the station.
Yep.
And you, of course, at the time, you take it like in a professional way. And you say, I've worked with a lot of different people. And then as we got to know each other, that became of something that we've talked about a lot. It's like, Jerry or Brady to get me the job was basically like, it's not terrible. Yeah, it could be worse, I suppose. So now every time, and of course we'll be saying this with your race across the West, don't be terrible.
Don't be terrible. Yeah, that's going to be my mantra.
Yeah, I think it should be on the back of a shirt.
Yeah,
anytime I'm feeling sleepy or tired, hey, don't be terrible.
Just hear us in the background saying those things to you, Jerry. Yes, Michael.
Yeah, and people, don't be terrible. You do want to donate to his cause.
Yes. Great job, Mike. You are so good at this, buddy. TeamBestDay.com, Jerry. You're going to be... what's the training like for this?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
How many... Just trying to be in the saddle as much as I can.
How many hours a day do you have to train?
I would say we're 3 weeks away. 5 or 6 hours every day in the saddle. Some days shorter and some days you got to do really long rides to get your body accustomed to doing it that long.
Where do you go over it? Like where are you riding around?
Got different routes. I live in Frederick, and so I've got a route that's about 80 miles that goes. I go east to Highway 52, which is what's that called? Something Road. What's the town that Tanner lives in?
Amish country. Was it Gill? Gill?
Oh, no.
Kersey?
Kersey Road. So I go to Kersey Road, and then I go to Highway 34 in Greeley, and then I go back around 85.
Wow.
That's about 80 miles. That's a regular route for me. And if I'm really aggressive, I do that twice.
Are you tired after that?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm tired after driving it. Like, I've been sitting too long. Time to get out for about 30 seconds. Oh, been standing too long, and then you get right back into the car.
Tired and hungry.
But we were talking about... So how many breaks will you take? 860-mile race, how many miles do you go before you take your first break?
It depends on how I'm feeling. It depends on the terrain and the weather. There'll be some stretches where I'll just go... I'll maybe go 4 or 5 hours without stopping. Try to get 50 or 60 miles in and then stop for a few minutes and just replenish, get back on the bike. There might be times where I'm in the middle of the night where I just cannot stay awake and I got to take a little nap. So it just depends on the situation.
Mm.
Yeah,
well,
just try to stay in that saddle as long as you can.
Well, and this is because you love to do this.
Yeah.
You love this. And this is a way of you saying, hey, here's a chance for me to take something I love and really challenge myself.
Yeah.
But also in a way to not just raise money for Best Day Ministries, but to put them in the highlight them a bit and to give us this opportunity to talk more about their cause and what they're doing.
Yeah, get exposure for the ministry.
Sure.
And that's so important, especially for a place like that where you're in the public. It's not behind the scenes where you're doing stuff. It's in the public. That coffee shop is open to public. You can walk in there and see the besties, as we call them, the special needs adults. You can see their products being displayed. You've got to connection that bought something there. I don't know what they bought, but the products are amazing.
They're very well done.
Oh my gosh.
Very well done.
Blown away by that. It's one thing to see them online, but to see the products in person in that coffee shop is like, this is really, really cool. I bought a lot of stuff there myself for gifts for Christmas and other things. So it's a public ministry, and you'd be able to go in there and witness and experience it. And that's what we want to do. Get that exposure. It's great for someone to go in there and spend money and help them, you know, try to make ends meet. But to get that exposure and for people to see what they're really doing and the effect they're having on people is even more important.
Yeah, no question about it. And what is there an overall goal of dollars that you'd like to raise?
Yeah, I'd like to raise $20,000 for this, just from this race.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think before we started today, we're at like $5,000 or $6,000. So we got another 15 to go. And hopefully between this and what the next 2.5 weeks calls for, we can get there.
Yeah, and again, if you want to donate, and any amount, right?
You
can donate a dollar if you want.
You sure can, absolutely. We have had people do that.
TeamBestDay.com, and Tanner, just let me know, like, as a station, we're around that 1,300 mark. So,
great.
You know, we'd like to really help make a dent in that $20,000 if we could do it today here on the station. Jerry Schimmel joining us. Let's see, Travis, the new guy. When I heard you say you do that twice, I thought, oh my gosh, that's crazy. which one? The daily regiment for Jerry, or
I think he was talking about 80-mile ride I did around Greeley.
Yikes!
Yeah,
that's just. But you know, Jerry, you got the right stuff.
Well,
you got what it takes.
I hope so,
man.
Yeah. I can tell you this though. I did my plan was to do last Thursday, so a week ago today, I was going to ride out to McCook, Nebraska. which is 250 miles away.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that's would be a really good long trip. And I got out to Fort Morgan and turned and went on Highway 34. It's the same one that goes through Greeley. Yeah. Out east past Ray and all those little towns out there. You know how that works.
Oh, yeah.
You're from eastern Colorado.
That's, yeah, my neck of the woods.
And I got maybe 100 miles in. I hit a headwind, Brady, that was just absolutely devastating. I mean, I've been doing this 25 years. I've never rode into a heavier headwind than that. And that's the only direction I could go. Misty, my girlfriend, is going to meet me at the end. And like, man, I'm going like 5 miles an hour. Seriously. And so my 250-mile race turned into about 195 because of the wind, and I had to quit. But it took me 13 hours to get there.
That, and see, those are the things you're talking about. Like when you're out there, you can train for it, but not everything.
Yeah,
and then there's some things you can train for until you're blue in the face, and you know, the elements just won't allow you to go any further.
Exactly right. And if that day would have been the wind blowing from the west rather than from the east, I would have made 225 miles without any problem. I'd be fine.
Yeah.
But instead, I make 190. Whatever, and I'm exhausted.
So obviously this is fun for you. These bike rides,
yeah.
They're fun. When do you get to that mile marker? How many miles do you go before you're like, okay, now this is work. This isn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
It's just try to get it done.
That's where I think my crew comes in. I got a crew of six. We got three vehicles. I think that's where the crew comes in. A really good crew will be like, okay, he's struggling a little bit. He's dehydrated. We know whatever it might be. He's sleepy. Let's get him some help. And that's where a really good crew comes in. If I'm on my own in an unsupported race, which I've done a few of those, that's where you're just like, for me anyway, it was stop and regroup. Take a 15-minute nap, get some more fluids, whatever you need to do. But just to take a break mentally and physically is really, really important when you're doing it on your own. When you're doing it supported, then you kind of rely on your crew a little bit more.
Are you thinking about – like, what are you thinking about when you're racing?
A myriad of things.
Life?
Yeah. Life. Broadcasting, the Rockies, how bad I'm hurting, how good I'm feeling, sunburn, am I going quick enough, am I going slow enough to where I can pace myself, myriad of things. I pray, just a lot of different things. I listen to audiobooks, listen to music, so whatever keeps you going, you got to do.
Yeah, I love it, to kind of get inside the mindset, too, of what goes into these kind of races.
Yeah.
Jerry Schimmel joining us. He'll be with us for the rest of the day here. We'll have some good guests coming up, too. Brad Cooper was your relay partner back in 2015, so we'll talk to him coming up a little later. And then at 105, we have Rick Boethling. Boethling, got it. Yeah, look at that.
Good job.
Mike's not even caring back there. He's looking at me. So we'll have him, executive director of Race Across America and Race Across the West, too. So it'll be really fun to get those guests on the show.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, we'll take a quick break here. I want to ask you another thing, because you hooked me up for an opportunity to meet one of my sports favorites when it comes to George Carl.
Oh, yeah, George.
Not too long ago.
I forgot about that.
So we got to talk about that, too.
All right. Yeah, that's cool.
And I'll pick your brain about the Nuggets and the Rockies and what that does to your brain, being done with the Rockies, as far as rooting for the Rockies, or do you want to just separate yourself?
Yeah. Okay.
We'll get into all that more. 44 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We've got the one and only Jerry Schimmel sitting in the Aloe Fiber Studios with us this morning and for the rest of the afternoon. But first, Mike, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
It's a special edition of the whole show today. We're bringing in Jerry Schimmel. You've heard Jerry with KFKA for a while now, doing different broadcasts. We talked about the UNC side of things, working with us on. You're going to hear him this weekend when we continue our preps state baseball playoff coverage, and of course coming up this fall. And we'll talk to Jerry a little bit more about that too. But today we're talking about Team Best Day. If you go to teambestday.com, it's Jerry's Race Across the West, and obviously it's an 860-mile race, but it's also in part to raise money for Best Day Ministries. Best Day Ministries is a Longmont, Colorado-based Christian nonprofit that serves the special needs community of Northern Colorado. It consists of Joy House, and it's an in-store and online platform for special needs folks to market and sell their personally made products. It's also Best Day Coffee and Crepes in downtown Longmont that employs no fewer than 16 special needs adults, and we call them
besties.
Besties. Yep. Love that. And it's Best Day Church. They also have a monthly church service led by the besties.
Yep.
So powerful.
Yeah, it is powerful.
I love it. And we're raising money today for that. For this is what we're talking about here. And everyone listening probably has some kind of, as you mentioned earlier, a connection with somebody that deals with, they have a family member with special needs or what have you. There's a connection there. Yeah. There typically is.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. I don't think I know anybody doesn't have some kind of connection there. And not only with special needs, but people in the coffee shop that have traumatic brain injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, that's special needs,
sure.
Obviously.
Yep.
There's a paraplegic that works the counter. She's awesome. So, yeah, lots of different types of special needs are involved there, not just because the co-founder's son has Down syndrome and my grandson has Down syndrome doesn't mean that's the only person
there. And that's your personal connection.
That's our connection. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right, 11:51 the time. We'll take a quick break. Wrap up hour number one. Coming up, we'll have a guest on. We'll have Brad Cooper on, who knows a thing or two also about these races and what it takes. So we'll talk to Brad coming up. Not the Bradley Cooper, Brad Cooper.
No, okay. The more famous one. Brad Cooper.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be right back.
What is the Dirty 30?
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
The boys aren't shaving until the Rockies win 30. Hear Rockies games and talk on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening at 1310 KFKA.
All right, that hour time flies when you're having fun. Anytime I get a chance to catch up with Jerry on and off the air, it's a great time. And we're going to be talking to some great guests involved with the Race Across the West and what this cause is all about for Jerry. And Hooligans, we would love for you guys to get involved today, even if it's a dollar, whatever that looks like for you. TeamBestDay.com. Check out the website and see if that might be something you're interested in. In being a part of this and helping us raise some funds for this wonderful cause. We'll talk some sports, too, because we got to talk about the George Karl story. We got to get into the Nuggets. We got to talk about flopping, too, Jerry. The game of basketball has probably changed a lot in the past 5 years. It certainly changed a lot since Jerry was doing the Nuggets games. All that and more coming up next. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.